Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens.
The people united.
Anti-war protesters at Columbia University's campus in New York as police in riot gear cleared their encampment and made dozens of arrests last night. Columbia sophomore Cameron Jones was in the building next to Hamilton Hall that had been occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters until last night.
When the police came in, they pushed every single person in the vicinity into nearby buildings and then barricaded them inside those buildings.
NYPD spokesman Carlos Neves is pleased with the way that officers have secured the campus.
I have no reported injuries.
No reported injuries.
There was no use of tear gas. The NYPD did not use tear gas.
Anti-war protesters clashed with police at City College of New York yesterday, prompting arrests there, as NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Things are definitely starting to heat up here. The police is getting into confrontations with some of the protesters. Just now, there was a small stampede. We estimate that there are far more police than protesters. Far more police.
NPR's Jasmine Garst reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel to continue pressing for acceptance of a ceasefire and hostage release proposal. Blinken calls it the best chance for avoiding a major military assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he still plans to launch the incursion into Rafah. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering there following months of war. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to protecting critical infrastructure from hazards ranging from natural disasters to cyber attacks. Details from NPR's Jenna McLaughlin.
President Biden is signing a national security memorandum in an effort to update policy that went into effect in February of 2013. Then-President Barack Obama released a presidential policy directive aimed at securing critical infrastructure in the United States. Under the new policy, the Department of Homeland Security and its cybersecurity agency, CISA, will take the lead on a government-wide effort to uncover risks to critical sectors, from energy to healthcare. During a call with reporters, CISA Director Jen Easterly said the policy is a recognition of shifting priorities, from counterterrorism to nation-state competition and advancing technology. The memorandum also directs the intelligence community to collect and share information with the owners and operators of critical infrastructure. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
A New York judge has fined Donald Trump $1,000 for each of 9 violations of a gag order. The former president is barred from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and their relatives during his criminal fraud trial. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records, which is a felony in New York. Testimony in his trial resumes on Thursday. You're listening to NPR News. Florida's 6-week abortion ban is now the law in that state. The ban does contain exceptions for certain fetal anomalies if the life of the pregnant person is at risk. The new law will be put before Florida voters in November. McDonald's says that lower-income patrons in the U.S. are pulling back on visits to the chain. The fast food giant is reporting weaker demand as it's also feeling the impact of boycotts in the Middle East. NPR's Alina Selyuk has the story.
Shoppers in majority Muslim countries, including Indonesia and Malaysia, have been boycotting McDonald's after an Israeli franchisee said it would serve free meals to Israeli soldiers involved in the war in Gaza. McDonald's has now bought out the franchise, but says the boycotts are likely to continue as long as the war does. Globally, the company says its sales did grow almost 2%, but this was slower than expected, and a lot of it was because of higher prices. Executives describe lower-income shoppers spending less under pressure from inflation. In the U.S., the company is planning new nationwide deals focused on the value menu to promote its focus on affordability. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Authorities in China's Guangdong province say a highway has collapsed, causing at least 19 deaths. CTV reports at least 30 people were taken to hospitals. 18 vehicles plunged down a slope after a nearly 60-foot section of the highway gave way. The incident occurred earlier today in the wake of heavy rain. Best-selling author Paul Auster has died at the age of 77. His works focused on existential questions on identity, language, and literature. This is NPR News.